It's time for Rant.
And today's rant is brought to you by Zoom 180. Go to Zoom180.com and check out the new revolutionary flashlight. It is available for you right now. Just check out the video and you can see exactly what I've been talking about the last couple of months. This flashlight is unfreaking believable. Go to Zoom180.com right now and order yours today. I don't know about you, but I'm glad that there's only one game left for CBS, and that is the AFC Championship game with Cincinnati at Kansas City. I'm so done with Tony Romo. I mean, a guy to me ruins the game. He can't shut up. He goes on and on and on. I don't even know if he's watching the game sometimes. I also think he's been very bad for Jim Nance, a guy that I had the utmost respect for. I think since Romo has paired with Nance, Nance has gone from the top floor down to one of the middle floors. And I think it's because of Tony Romo. He is not easy to work with if you are a play-by-play announcer. I mean, I don't understand how CBS can justify having him on the number one team and you're paying him $1 million a game. Seriously? I mean, this past weekend, I muted 30 minutes of the game with Cincinnati and Buffalo because of Tony Romo. I can't do it anymore. I really can't. He just goes on and on and on. He says silly things. He says stupid things. He doesn't know when to shut up. He steps on Nance all the time. Enough with Tony Romo. Thank goodness that the Super Bowl this year is on Fox and not CBS. At least I get a little reprieve from Romo and his nonstop nonsense with the Super Bowl. I don't know if I can handle that. I really don't. I don't know about you, but I do not want to watch a game when Tony Romo is the commentator. And that is my rant for today. Hey, we'll talk about this and a lot more coming up later today at 4 o'clock over on Listen App. And then tomorrow, Jerry Reynolds joins me at 3 o'clock Pacific. We've got the halftime show. We've got the postgame show with the Kings and Raptors. We've got a busy week. Thank you very much for your support. And again, thank you so much for listening to Grant's Rant.